Boys and girls, your attention, please. Presenting a new exciting radio program featuring the thrilling adventures of an amazing and incredible personality. Faster than an airplane, more powerful than a locomotive, impervious to bullets.
Up in the sky, look,
it's a bird,
it's a plane, it's...
Buck Benny speaking. This is another episode of Superman we're bringing you, or at least a story arc of Superman. This particular story arc features Jimmy Olsen quite a bit. So I always love it when Superman and Jimmy Olsen are together, as you know. I always feel like they're a little bit like a Hardy Boys adventure, or a little bit lately they've been feeling more like Indiana Jones or Johnny Quest. So it's just kind of fun to listen in on these. I hope you're going to enjoy this episode. It's only six episodes long in this arc. Future arc, we're going to start getting to some big arcs. The next one, I think, is 15 episodes, and then it'll drop down to six again. It'll hop around. I'm debating whether to split this one in two. I mean, not this one, but the next one, the 15-part one, split that in two or not. I think I'll probably just present that one piece as well. I mean, because you could always listen to it multiple times to get through the thing if you want to. So I hope you enjoy them the way they're put together. I found a set that where the beginnings and the ends are chopped off and they just make it like one smooth story throughout. And I think I enjoy it more that way than having all the interruptions of the new credits and the new intro every time you run through an episode. So I think I'll try and keep on presenting them all as one flowing, like one giant movie sort of thing, or one giant episode. In this case, it's about an hour long to get through the six episodes. In the case next time, like I say, with a 15-part one, it's a lot longer. But anyway, we'll see. And just give me your feedback as to whether you like these to be all connected or whether you want to break it in half or something like that. What else? Just the voice of Jimmy is so great, and it's just really nice to have these early ones with Jimmy and Superman together. So let you enjoy this, and we'll see you next time for more Superman. This one actually has a title and a storyline that's maybe a little more closer to Halloween than you would think of for this time frame. And it ends on the 4th of October. So it's pretty close to the timeline sort of that we're in. That's not going to last for long because we'll jump ahead because we do so many connected. The story arcs just take us through time a lot faster, which is good because this series ran for a long, long time. So presenting them as story arcs all in one chunk, I think makes the most sense anyway. So anyway, with that further ado, here we go. Enjoy this week's episode. The audio is not the greatest, but you can hear everybody, and that's good. So see you next time.
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look, it's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who has come to Earth with physical abilities far beyond those of mortal men, and who fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for the Daily Planet newspaper. When we last saw Kent, he had recovered Professor Thorpe's $2 million gold treasure from Pete Escobar, a half-breed desperado, and at the same time as Superman had rescued young Jimmy Olsen, Daily Planet copy boy, from death in an earthquake-shattered cave. As our story continues today, Professor Thorpe's ship, the Juanita, is being made ready for a trip back to the United States. While waiting for food and water to be loaded aboard, Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen are strolling along the sandy shore of Manao Harbor, engaged in a serious conversation. Listen.
Go on with your story, Jimmy.
You won't believe it anyway.
No, I can't believe it or disbelieve it until I hear it. What happened after Escobar left you locked in that dungeon in the cave?
Well, I yelled myself hoarse and banged on the door until my hands hurt. That didn't do any good.
Uh-huh.
And the stone walls began to shake, and I thought sure I was a goner. Honest, those walls were shaking like they were made of paper.
Well, the earthquake did that.
Well, whatever it was, I was plenty scared. Then, right in the middle of everything, I heard someone shouting for me. Well, I thought it was you, but the next minute the door came crashing in and...
And what, Jimmy?
You won't believe me. I know it sounds crazy, but it was him, all right.
Who, Jimmy?
Superman.
What?
I swear it was, Mr. Kent. He was wearing his blue costume and his red cape, and you could see his muzzle bulging out. See, he was swell.
Well, what did he do, Jimmy?
Well, he told me to run up the tunnel while he picked up all that gold and followed me. She looked at it out just in time. The whole cave went flat as a pancake.
Ah, I'd say you were pretty lucky.
Yeah, you bet. You know what he told me?
No, what?
Guess this'll sound silly, too, but Superman said someday I'll find out who he really is. You know, Mr. Kent, he doesn't always go around in that blue costume and red cape. Sometimes he dresses just like you and me. That's his disguise.
Well, I guess that means the Juanita's all loaded, Jimmy. We'd better get back.
Okay. Hey, wait a minute. That's swimming on top of the water.
Huh? Oh, it looks like a small turtle.
Gosh, Mr. Kent, can I catch it and take it back home with me? I'll bet none of the kids in my block ever saw a turtle. It'll live, won't it?
I guess so. Here, I'll bring it in closer with a stick.
Okay.
Wait a minute. All right, there. Grab it, Jimmy, before it gets away.
I got it.
Okay.
Gosh, it's a funny-looking thing. It holds its head in the minute you touch it. Hey, the top shell. It's like stone.
Yes, turtle shells are very hard. You see the markings on it?
Mm.
They form a design.
Hey, isn't that a lot of scratches on a shell? Look.
Huh, that's funny. Let me see that turtle, Jimmy.
What's the matter?
These scratches, they look like they were done with a knife or a sharp stone.
Why would anyone want to carve up the shell of a turtle?
I don't know. But look at this. Isn't it a perfect letter H?
Yeah. There's an E next to it. An L. This is a P.
Yes, and what does that spell?
H-E-L. It spells help.
Exactly.
Oh, gee, the Juanita's blowing for us. Come on, let's hurry.
Oh, she'll have to wait now. This is getting interesting.
Huh?
There's some more scratches above the word help. See them?
Mm-hmm. Hey, they make words.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Now, let's see. This might be a D, an E, A, another D.
That spells dead.
Yeah, and then there's M, A, N. What does this look like?
S.
Yeah, you're right. M-A-N-S, man.
What? Dead man's what?
Oh, wait, there's more.
I-S-L. I-S-L? That doesn't spell anything.
Oh, yes, it does. It's an abbreviation for island. What? Jimmy, we stumbled on something. There's a message scratched in the back of this turtle, a message that reads, Dead Man's Island, help.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
Oh, it's simple enough. Someone is on Dead Man's Island and needs help.
But where is Dead Man's Island?
Oh, I don't know, but it must be around here someplace. Turtles don't travel far.
Either Juanita will leave without us, Mr. Kent. We'd better hurry.
I'm not going back on the Juanita, Jimmy.
What?
Now, I'll put you on board, say goodbye to Professor Thorpe, and pay a visit to Dead Man's Island. There may be a swell story behind this plea for help. Someone is evidently in trouble.
Well, I want to stay with you, Mr.
Kent. No, now, Jimmy, you go back to the Juanita. It may be dangerous.
But I found the turtle. Oh, please take me along, please, Mr. Kent.
All right. Suppose I'm making a mistake again, but I don't keep you with me. The chances are you'll get into more trouble.
Gee, you're swell. Honest, you are.
All right, come on. I'll have to tell Professor Thorpe that Editor White cabled us to stay here in Manao until further notice. Now you hide that turtle and let me do all the talking.
Boy, this is going to be plenty exciting. I don't believe Professor Thorpe believed that story about the cable.
Well, it doesn't matter much now. He's on his way to the United States, and we're on our way to Dead Man's Island.
Mm-hmm. Hey, do you think this old tub of a boat will hold out until we get there?
I hope so. It's a long swim back to Manao. 20 miles.
Mm. Couldn't you get a better boat?
No, not a chance. Tried to hire a fishing boat to take us over, but the minute I mentioned Dead Man's Island, they all turned me down at any price.
The owners of the boat?
Yep. Refused to go anywhere near Dead Man's Island.
But why? What are they afraid of?
Well, I finally got the story out of one old fisherman who spoke fairly good English. It seems there's a curse on Dead Man's Island. Any boat that goes within 500 yards of it smashes up on the rock. The water around the island is called the Sailor's Graveyard because so many men have lost their lives there.
Gosh, Mr. Kent, aren't we taking an awful chance?
Oh, I don't believe the story. Just native superstition. Certainly there can't be any curse on the island. That's nonsense.
Yeah, but what about the rock?
Well, I checked that on a geodetic chart. There is a reef of rocks extending from the north end of the island. But they can be avoided. All the rest of the water around the island is deep and clear.
I don't understand it.
No, neither do I. But we'll find out soon enough. I was lucky to be able to buy this old tub for $50. What's that crawling around in the bottom of the boat?
Oh, the turtle. I brought him along for good luck.
Motor stopped. Well, that's what you call good luck. I'd rather not have any of it.
Well, it wasn't the turtle's fault.
Of course not, Jimmy. I was just kidding. Now, let's see if we can get this motor started again.
Jesus, suppose it won't start.
It's got to start. She's choked up. I'll have to wait a few minutes.
Hey, Mr. Kent, is that the island over there? Dead Man's Island?
Yeah, looks like it. See the rocks sticking up out of the water at the far end?
Yeah, I see them.
We'll give them a wide berth just to play safe.
It doesn't seem like anyone lives on the island. It looks deserted.
Well, maybe it is. Can't tell what's behind those trees in the center. You're not afraid, are you, Jimmy?
Afraid? Me?
Yeah.
Why should I be afraid?
Well, you shouldn't be, but you look a little pale.
Me? Pale? Oh, I don't know why.
Forget it. Let's try the motor again. Here, you hold the gas bottle open, will you?
All right. He's running.
Yep. Now, you tell your turtle to keep his good luck to himself.
I'm glad that motor started up again. It's getting dark.
We'll be on the island in 15 minutes.
What will you do if you find the island's deserted?
Oh, we'll spend the night on the beach and go back to Manaus in the morning. But I don't think it's deserted, Jimmy.
You think there are people on it?
I'm pretty sure of it. Someone scratched that message for help on the turtle's back. Someone who had no other contact with the outside world. Well, there's no sense guessing about it. We'll find out very shortly.
Hey, Mr. Kent, I thought you said you were going to steer clear of those rocks. We headed right for them.
What? Hey, Scott, you're right.
Yeah.
Hey, that's funny.
You're still headed for the rocks.
I know, but the rudder won't respond. Something's wrong.
What do we do?
Quick, throw that switch, Jimmy. Shut the motor off.
Right?
That
doesn't help. We're going just as fast, straight for the wreck.
You must be caught in a riptide.
Mr. Kent, what do we do?
Take it easy, Jimmy, now. You can swim, can't you?
A little.
Don't get excited. Just keep your head. We're close to shore. Nothing serious can happen.
We're going fast, and we're going to hit the rock.
Jump, Jimmy! Jimmy! Jimmy, where are you? Disappeared. Oh, there he is. Sinking under the water. Must have struck his head or fainted.
This is where Superman takes over. Got him. Poor kid. Limp as a rag. He'll be all right once I get him to shore. Funny. Doesn't seem to be any tide here. Certainly not enough to drive that boat on the rocks. Something queer about that. Something I don't understand. Well, we'll see. Shallow enough to walk here. Oh, Jimmy's coming too. I'll just stretch him out here on the beach.
Rocks. We're going on the rocks.
It's all right, Jimmy.
The rocks will look out.
All right, Jimmy. This is Clark Kent. Huh? Wake up, boy.
Oh, where am I?
You're safe and sound on the beach.
Yeah, but we crashed on the rocks.
Yes, but you were thrown free. Just take it easy, Jimmy.
What happened, Mr. Kent? Why did the boat go on the rocks?
I don't know, Jim. I was wrong about being caught in a riptide. There wasn't any tide at all.
Huh?
And yet nothing could have stopped that boat.
Maybe that's how all the other boats went on the rocks. Maybe there is a curse on the island.
Well, just as soon as you're strong enough to walk, we'll investigate.
I'm all right now.
Well, you sure?
Oh, yeah, I'm all right. See, I can stand up.
Good boy. All right, we'll go through these woods and see what's in the center of this island. Stick close to me now.
Don't worry, I will.
That's the stuff. Here we go.
All right.
Seems to be a path through the woods.
Yeah.
That means someone's on this island. See those footprints in the earth?
Yeah, I see them.
Yeah, they're fresh, too. Keep a sharp watch, Jimmy.
Hey, how are we going to get off the island without a boat?
Oh, never mind that now. We'll manage somehow. Come on, follow me. Path's getting narrower.
Okay.
Wait a minute, Jimmy. Hear that?
Yeah. What is it?
I don't know. There it is again. Crouch down behind that bush, Jimmy. Don't move.
What can it be?
We'll find out soon enough. Seems to be coming closer and closer.
I don't hear it anymore, Mr. Kent.
Not so loud, Jimmy. Voices carry in the woods.
What do you think it was?
Probably an animal of some kind.
It didn't sound like an animal.
But it certainly wasn't a human voice. Jimmy, you're shivering. Are you frightened?
No. I'm not frightened. I was just thinking that maybe those fishermen back in Manaus were right. Maybe this island has got a curse on it. I've heard about places like that, Mr. Kent. I think I have.
Oh, that's nonsense, Jimmy. You mustn't believe things like that.
I know, but it isn't called Dead Man's Island for nothing.
Oh, that's just a name. Wait. I think I hear someone coming.
There it is again.
Quiet, Jimmy. Come in closer. Don't move a muscle.
Look, Mr. Kent.
Shh, quiet.
It was a woman with an eagle sitting on her shoulder.
That's not an eagle. It's a falcon, a trained hawk. Be quiet. You see, she's going down the path to the beach.
What's she gonna do?
Well, heaven only knows. Just keep your eyes on her.
Yeah.
There, look. She stopped at the water's edge.
Now look. The hawk flew off her shoulder. Didn't you see? It's circling over the water. Near those rocks.
Something queer about all this, Jimmy. Something mighty queer.
The hawk's flying down. Now he's on her shoulder again. She's coming back up the path.
You're right. Back toward us again. I think we'd better introduce ourselves to her, Jimmy. Maybe she can explain a few things about Dead Man's Island. Here she comes. Let me do the talking.
Good evening.
Oh, Balto, quiet. Quiet, you fool.
Your falcon seems upset.
Yeah, I don't like his looks either. He does not like strangers. Quiet, Balto. You come from the small boat that went on the rock?
Yes, we had a narrow escape. Nothing left of that boat now but splinters.
You must be tired and wet, you and the boy. Come with me. I will give you dry clothes. Come.
Well, this is very kind of you. You live on this island alone?
No. My brother is here. He is not well. But come. Soon it will be dark.
Tell me, are you and your brother the only people on the island?
Yes.
Must be lonely for you. Oh, by the way, I'm Clark Kent. And my little friend here is Jimmy Olsen.
How do you do?
Oh,
my name is Ilana. You came from Manaus?
Yeah, I found a turtle.
Jimmy wanted to do some turtle fishing, so we hired a boat. We sighted the island and thought we'd land and look around. And before we realized what was happening to us, we were on the rocks.
They are very dangerous, those rocks. Many boats have struck them. Strange, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Gee, that your house up ahead? Big stone castle?
Yes.
Ah, it certainly is well hidden from the beach.
The trees grow high here on the island.
Excuse me, but could I ask a question?
Why not?
Your hawk. What was he looking for when he flew out over the water?
You ask strange questions for a little boy. He was looking for nothing. That is how I give him exercise.
Hawks don't usually fly over water, unless they're fish hawks.
Maybe this one does, Jimmy.
You will be careful of the steps. Some of them are cracked.
Oh. I must say it's very kind of you to take care of us this way.
It is nothing. Now here. Come in.
Thank you. Hey, this is a castle.
Just like you see in moving pictures. Boy, this looks even bigger from the inside than it does from the outside.
I am sorry we have no servants. I will show you to our room upstairs. This way, please.
You say you and your brother live in this huge place all alone?
Yes. Do you think perhaps we are mad?
Well, no, but it's an enormous house, and it's rather unusual for only two people to be occupying it.
Perhaps you are right. This is your room.
Oh.
I will prepare some food and bring you dry clothes.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Mr. Kent, there's something funny about this place.
Get inside and close the door.
All right. What do you think it is?
I don't know, Jimmy. But whatever it is, we're right in the middle of it. You're liable to be sorry you ever found that turtle with a plea for help scratched on his back.
Yes, I guess so. But, gee, Mr. Kent, do you think maybe they are crazy? That woman and her brother?
No. No, there's more to it than that. What puzzles me is this enormous stone house set down in the middle of a deserted island.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
And the trained hawk. She got mad when I asked her what the hawk was looking for.
Yes, she did. Well, there's only one thing we can do right now. Sit tight and await development. Well, we may as well be as comfortable as we can while...
Wait. Someone's coming.
I'll open it. Oh, hello.
Here are some dry clothes.
I will bring the food when it is ready.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Vera. Huh. Well, did you hear what she said, Jimmy?
What?
She's going to bring the food up to us. That means she doesn't want us to leave the room.
Why not?
I don't know. There's evidently something in this place we're not supposed to see. Here, get into these clothes.
I'm all dry except for my shoes.
Yeah, so am I. Well, we won't bother changing. Now, look, Jimmy.
Yeah?
You stay here while I have a quick look around. In case she returns while I'm gone, tell her I'm dressing in the closet.
But I don't want to stay here alone.
Why, Jimmy? Nothing can happen to you.
I know, but I don't like it.
But, all right. Come on, we'll go together. But stick close to me. And don't you let her see you snooping around.
I won't.
Come on. And quietly, Jimmy.
Okay, Mr. Kent.
Now, that's the stuff. Easy. Mm-hmm. Can't make a sound.
Okay. Where do we look first?
Well, as we were coming down this hall, I noticed two doors. We can see where they lead.
What was that?
Shh, the hawk.
Oh, she stopped screaming.
Quiet, Jimmy. Listen. You hear anything?
No. I don't hear anything.
A low, faint hum. Don't you hear it?
Yeah. I hear it now. What is it?
Sounds like a dynamo hum. Or an electric motor of some kind. A big one.
Wait. I hear voices, too.
Huh? Yes, you're right. From behind that first door. Come on. Let's listen.
A man and a woman.
Shh, listen. Maybe we'll be able to hear what they're saying.
Nonsense. You're out of your mind, Boris. They are Americans. A boy and a young man. I tell you, we have nothing to fear.
You heard what I said. Get rid of
them. Hey, Mr. Kent.
Shh, quiet.
Boris, some things I will not do.
You will do as I say.
No, I will not.
Fool that you are. You want them to get back to them now and tell all they have seen. You want that?
But they have seen nothing. Tomorrow I will take them back in the motor boat. We will never see them again.
They are not to leave the island, Alana. It is my order.
Very well, sir.
Quick, Jimmy. She's coming out. Back to our room.
Did he hear what he said about getting rid of us? What do we do?
Wait, Jimmy. Wait a minute. Got to figure this thing out.
Shouldn't we get out of here in a hurry?
Oh, where can we go? We can't get off the island without a boat.
She said something about a motorboat.
Yes, yes, I know, but it's probably well hidden. Yeah. Who's there?
It is I, Ilana. May I come in?
Oh, certainly.
Close the door, quickly. You must trust me and do as I say. You are in great danger.
Danger? From what?
Oh, do not question me. You must leave this house at once.
I don't quite understand. Have we done anything wrong?
No, no. It is not something you have done. Oh, I cannot explain, but you must believe me. Now listen carefully to what I have to tell you. You will return to the beach the way you came, along the path. You remember?
Yes, but...
Then you will walk up the beach beyond the rocks, where you will find a motorboat. It is hidden in a cove under the bushes. Take it and leave the island at once.
But it's dark. We'll never find our way back to Manaus.
You will see the lighthouse in the distance. Anything is better than remaining here. I give you my word. Please go. At once. Well, why do you wait?
Oh, can't you tell me why we're in danger?
I can tell you nothing more. But if you value your life and the life of this boy, you must believe me and go. At once.
Well, Jimmy, looks like we have no choice in the matter.
Yeah. Well, the sooner we get out of here, the better I'll like it.
I will lead you to the path. But I beg of you, be quiet. Come. And quickly. Now, right down this corridor.
What's that?
Balto, my falcon. He often screams at night. At the moon.
Didn't sound like a bird to me.
Me neither.
Yes, yes, it was Balto.
You're lying, Ilana. That's a human voice. Crying for help. Come on, Jimmy. Come on. That cry. It came from a human throat.
It was a man shouting for help.
No, no, it is my hawk, Balto.
You're lying, Ilana. Where is the man who cried out? Lead us to him.
I tell you it was Balto. Believe me.
No, I can't believe you. That was a man's voice. Now, are you going to take us to him, or do we have to rip this place apart to find
him? Please, you must listen to me. You're in the shadow of death. Any moment now.
You told us that once before, and it doesn't frighten us. Somewhere in this house, someone is being held prisoner against his will.
Oh, don't be a fool. There is nothing you can do. Nothing.
We'll see whether we can or not. Come on, Jimmy.
Please. I'm trying to help you. Come back. Come back.
Stick close to me, Jimmy.
Okay.
Down these stairs. That cry came from the cellar.
Do you think it's the man who sent the message on the turtle's back?
Wouldn't be a bit surprised. All right, here, this way. The cellar door's probably in the rear of the house.
Right.
Oh, this looks like the door. Yes, it is.
Gee, it's dark down there.
Wait, I'll light a match. There. You go down first, Jimmy. Now, watch those stairs. They're steep.
All right. Hey, you hear that hum, Mr. Kent? It's like the one we heard upstairs.
Yes, only it's louder. The dynamo or electric motor must be down in the cellar. We'll find it. Well, we're near the bottom of the steps now. Be careful. Here, wait. Why don't I light another match? This is going out.
All right.
Hey. What does it look like?
There's nothing down here but that big machine over in the corner.
Yeah, that's the dynamo.
What's a dynamo?
It's a machine that manufactures electric current.
But this house has no electric light. They use oil lamps.
That's what puzzles me. What are they using the current for?
Gee, I don't know.
Listen.
Is it the hawk again?
No. It's the gurgling of water. Can you hear it?
I hear something.
Here. Come over to this wall. Now listen.
Yeah, I hear it now. It's like a buck.
That's right. Let's see how solid this stone wall is. All right, there. And there. That doesn't sound like the others. And it isn't. The wall's thin here. Oh, darn it, there goes the match. Here, light another, Jimmy. Got a hunch there's something behind this wall.
Here.
Now, hold it up high.
All right.
That's right. Uh-huh, just as I thought.
What is it, Mr. Kent?
There's a stone door set in this wall. See the cracks?
I see them.
Oh, if we can only find out how the door opens, it may lead to something.
Oh, the match went out. I'll light another.
No, don't light any more now. Stand back a little, Jimmy.
Well, what are you going to do?
Get the door open if I can. Must be something you press. Let's see.
What happened?
I don't know. I touched one of the stones and the whole door fell apart. All right, you can light a match now.
What? Wow, look at that pile of stones. I bet even Superman couldn't have busted that door apart any better. What's behind it?
It looks like a tunnel. Yes, it is a tunnel. With a brook running through it. Come on, let's explore it. What happened, Jimmy?
Something touched my foot. It felt like a hand.
Here, give me the matches.
What?
You know what touched your foot, Jimmy?
What?
A turtle. The tunnel's full of them.
Oh.
Look, see them crawling in the water?
Gosh, they're just like the one I picked up at the beach at Manaus. The one that had Dead Man's Island and the word help scratched on its back.
Jimmy, you're a born detective. Now, suppose we follow this tunnel and see where it leads. Here. Hold my hand.
Right.
I can feel my way and save matches. I haven't many left.
Gee, it's dark down here.
Yes.
What do you suppose this tunnel under the house is used for, Mr. Kent?
Well, you know as much about it as I do, Jimmy. Whoever built this huge house in the middle of a deserted island was crazy. Putting a tunnel under it just makes it crazier.
Mm.
Wait, don't move.
What is it?
Oh, I heard something.
You're right. Someone's gone.
Yes.
Maybe it's the man who was crying for help. But where can he be?
Up ahead. Come on.
Boy, this is exciting.
Wait a minute, Jimmy.
Huh? Did you find something?
Yes, I think there's a wooden door on the side of the tunnel. Here, let me have the matches.
I gave them back to you.
Oh. Yeah, I've got them.
Yeah, it's a door, all right. No, but there's a big padlock on it.
Uh-huh. The padlock looks rusty. Maybe I can snap it.
I'll hold the match.
No, I don't need any light. There. Now, let's see.
Sounds loose.
Yep, it is. Here goes. Came apart in my hand. All right, let's open the door now.
Regular room, Mr. King. There's an oil lamp hanging from the ceiling.
Look, Jimmy. There. Chained to the wall.
A man.
Quick, Jimmy.
Yes?
Take that tin can and fill it with water from the brook. Hurry.
Okay.
While Jimmy's gone, I can break these chains. Another second, I'll have him free. There. That does it.
Here's the water, Mr. King.
Oh, good. Saw it in his face.
All right.
That's it. He's coming too.
He's the man we heard crying for help.
No more. I'd rather die.
Nothing but skin and bones, poor fella. Heaven only knows how long he's been down in this damp hole. Pour some of that water on his lips, Jimmy.
All right.
That's right.
Who are you?
We're friends. Come to help you.
Friends? No, I can't be.
Now, just take it easy. You'll be all right.
It's been so long. Months and months.
Who chained you to the wall?
Fiend. That madman.
Boris?
Yes, but how do you know him? Who are you?
My name is Clark Kent. I'm a newspaper reporter. This is Jimmy Olsen. We were at Manaus Harbor about to sail for the United States when we found a turtle with the words Dead Man's Island, Help, scratched on its back.
And it worked. It worked, thank heaven.
Did you strike the message on the turtle's back?
Yes, but I never expected anyone to come.
How do you happen to be on Dead Man's Island? What are you doing here?
I'll tell you. My name is Carl Edwards. I was an electrician on the private yacht Miramar. We were passing this island one night, many months ago, under a clear sky and with a calm sea. McGraw, the first mate, was at the wheel. I was standing chatting with him just past the gangway.
Well, we'll be sighting Manao Lake within the hour, Edwards.
We've made good time, haven't we, sir?
Average 14 knots since we left Havana. Can't say I expected the Caribbean to treat us so gentle. She'll kick up when she wants to. Ever sailed her?
No, sir, this is my first trip.
Well, you're lucky.
Well, I guess I'll turn in. Good night, sir.
Good night, Edwards. Hey, wait a minute. Get back here. Take a look at that compass. It's going crazy.
Well, that's funny. The needle's spinning around.
The rudder won't be spun. She's slipping over to starboard. What can it be, Edwards?
Why, I don't know, sir.
This isn't any joke. Look at the chart. There's a reef of rocks off to starboard. We'll pile up on it. Call the engine room. Hit me full speed astern. Hurry.
Engine room. Full speed astern. Mr. McGraw's orders.
That doesn't help. We're still going forward. Like we're being pulled. The rocks. There they are up ahead, Edwards. The alarm bell. Ring it. Ring it. All hands on deck. Man the boat. We're going to crash. We're going to crash.
We didn't have a chance to launch the small boats. The Miramar hit the rocks and broke into two instantly. I was the only man who reached shore alive. All the others were either drowned or killed when the yacht went on the rocks.
How many were on board?
16 in crew and 9 in the owner's party.
And they all perished?
All but myself. And I was unconscious and a wave washed me up on the beach. Someone must have found me and carried me to the house. When I came to, that murderer, Boris, was looking through the papers I had in my pockets, discovering I was an electrician. Well, that saved my life, I suppose. But it condemned me to a living death.
What do you mean?
You don't know about the rocks?
Well, only that our boat smashed up on them, the same as your yacht. Luckily, Jimmy and I managed to survive. Why, what is there to know about them?
Plenty. Hidden in those rocks are powerful electromagnets operated by a huge dynamo.
What?
Any boat with metal on it that sails within 1,000 yards of the rocks is drawn to destruction. Nothing can save it.
That sounds mad. Is Boris insane?
I don't know.
He must be. No sane man would want to wreck boats and kill people without reason.
Well, maybe he has a reason. Maybe he's hiding something on the island. Maybe he thinks every ship that comes near it is looking for what he's hiding. I tried to find out, but I couldn't. It kept me chained up here after I made an attempt to escape on a motorboat that he keeps hidden on the shore.
Why did he want to keep you here at all? He could have gotten rid of you.
No, he needed me to repair his dynamo. After he chained me up here, he used to release me once a day and take me into the cellar to oil and inspect the dynamo. That's when I picked up the turtles. I carved a message on 10 of them and set them loose in the brook that runs through the tunnel, hoping against hope that maybe one would swim out to sea and be found.
Well, your message was answered. Now, I suppose the first thing to do is stop that deadly dynamo so no more ships will be wrecked. You and Jimmy stay here while I go back and put it out of commission. I won't be long.
You went through an awful lot, haven't you, Mr. Edwards?
Yes, Jimmy. But once I get off this island, I can forget it.
Well, if anybody can get us off, Clark Kent will. He's a swell guy.
Yes, I can see that. And you're a brave boy to take chances like this, wouldn't you?
Oh, this is nothing. But once up at my aunt's place in Maine, a gang of rough...
Someone's coming.
Oh, it's Mr. Kent. Boy, I bet he fixed that dynamo so it won't ever run again.
Jimmy, I don't think it's Kent.
Huh?
I know those footsteps. I've heard them coming down that tunnel every day now for months.
Who is it?
It shouldn't be much of a job to put this thing out of commission for good. Now, let's see. Ah, there's the main switch. That stops it. Now, to fix it so it'll never start again. Wait. Someone's coming down the cellar steps with a lantern. It's Ilana.
Mr. Kent.
She's looking for me. Maybe it might be a good idea to talk to her as Clark Kent.
Mr. Kent, where are you?
Here I am.
Oh, Mr. Kent, I've been so worried.
Worried about what?
My brother. He's enraged. You and that little boy must go at once.
Oh, what about Carl Edwards? Don't you want him to go too?
Oh, you know.
Yes, I know that and more. I know that this dynamo provides the electric current for giant magnets hidden in that reef of rocks. Magnets that draw ships to their doom.
I know that Carl Edwards was the only survivor of a yacht that went on the rocks because of your brother's mad device. I know, too, that the only reason your brother kept Edwards alive was to care for this dynamo. Now I'm going to wreck it, for good.
Oh, don't, I beg of you. It will only sign your death warrant and that of the bully. My brother has lost his mind. He is a maniac.
Are you sure that's all it is? Are you sure he isn't hiding something on this island? That in his twisted brain he thinks any boat coming near the island is after what he is hiding? Now don't lie to me again, Ilana.
Oh, what is the use of lying? For me, life is over.
What do you mean?
It was over the day I set foot on this island. Oh, I will tell you everything, but first get the boy and let me take you to the beach.
Oh, no. You tell me first. Who built this stone house on the island? Why are you and your brother living in it alone? And what's behind the insane scheme of using magnets to wreck ships and kill innocent people?
Oh, I promise I will tell you, but first...
You'll tell me. Then I'll decide whether or not I care to leave. Now, go ahead. Who built this house?
The house was built many years ago by a very rich man who became ill of a strange, disfiguring disease that made him hideous to behold.
Go on.
Ashamed to face the world, he bought this island, built the house and moved into it with his large family. Boris, my brother, was his caretaker.
Is this the truth, Ilana?
I swear it.
All right, go on.
The man died a year later, and at once his family left the island. The next I knew, I received a cable from my brother to come at once that he had discovered untold riches and needed my help.
What were the riches?
I will come to that. When I arrived, I found my brother possessed of a demon. He was mad with lust for what he had found, and as you said, he imagined others were trying to steal it from him.
That's why he placed the magnets in the rock.
Yes, so that no other boat could approach the island.
But what was it he found? What could have been so precious that he murdered people to keep it secret?
Oh, you will not believe me when I tell you, but as I stand here, it is the truth. In the water surrounding the island, there are... Oh!
That's Jimmy. He's in trouble. I've got to help him.
Oh, it is no use. It is too late.
We'll see about that.
I tell you, it is too late.
Might be too late for Clark Kent, but not for Superman. I'm coming, Jimmy. Jimmy, where are you? Oh, Scott, the room's empty. They're both gone. Jimmy and Edwards vanished into thin air. Where can that fiend have taken them? Jimmy! Jimmy! Jimmy, where are you? Where are you, Jimmy?
While Superman searches frantically through the damp darkness of the winding tunnel, Jimmy and Carl Edwards are prisoners in a dungeon-like room high on the tower of the huge stone house. Talking in hushed, fearful whispers as they await the return of the madman, Boris. Listen.
Well, it was a good try, Jimmy. I appreciate everything you and Kent did for me. Too bad it had to end this way.
Well, it hasn't ended yet, Mr. Edwards. Not if I know Clark Kent. He'll find us.
I wish I felt that way, but I'm afraid not. There's no possible escape from this room. Look at these walls. They're a foot thick. Even if we could get the iron bars loose in that little window, it's a good 100-foot drop to the ground. Now it's hopeless, Jimmy.
Why doesn't he just kill us then instead of locking us up in this room?
I don't know, but you can bet your bottom dollar he's got some diabolical scheme hatching in his twisted brain. A man has lost his mind.
He certainly looks it. I got scared just seeing his face when he came into that tunnel room after us. Bushy hair and his eyes, like little black shoe buttons. He gave me the creeps.
If I had more strength, I could have fought back, Jimmy. Even given up my life to give you time to get away.
I didn't want to run away. Honest, I didn't. Just because I said looking at him gave me the creeps doesn't mean I was afraid.
No, I'm sure you weren't.
Didn't I kick and yell when he grabbed me and shoved me into that elevator? Say, did you know there was an elevator from the top floor to the tunnel down under the house?
No, I didn't. If there hadn't been, he never would have gotten us up here. Oh, but what's the difference? It was all my fault to begin with. I shouldn't have allowed Kent to go back and stop the dynamo. If he'd been with us, there might have been a different story to tell. He looks like he can handle himself.
Oh, no. Clark's not much of a fighter. He's smart, all right, and he can get you out of trouble, but I don't think he'd have been able to tackle Boris. Of course, if we had Superman, we could get out of this place in a second.
Superman?
Yes, sir.
Who's he?
Gee, haven't you heard of Superman? He's the strongest man in the world. He could take those bars in front of the window and twist them into pretzels. Yeah, and even if those walls are a foot thick, it could bust right through them, Superman could. Well, when Pete has the bar locked me in that cave of now, Superman just... Oh.
Well, what's the matter, Jimmy?
I forgot. I'm not supposed to tell anyone about that. I didn't really tell you, did I? All I said was that Pete has the bar locked me in a cave. I didn't tell you how I get out, did I?
No. How did he get out?
Well, I can't tell you that, Mr. Edwards. I wish I could, but I can't, honest.
Well, that's all right with me, Jimmy. Now, how about lying down and getting a little rest? You've been on the go almost all night.
I'm not tired. Anyway, I couldn't fall asleep. Why don't we try and see if we can loosen those bars in the window? It'll be daylight soon, and we'll be able to see how far it is to the ground. Maybe we can climb down.
I tested them, Jimmy. They're set in concrete. Only a chisel could pry them loose. Wait. Someone's coming.
Boss.
I'm not sure. Listen, Jimmy.
Yeah?
If it is Boris, I'm going to spring at him the moment he opens the door. You slip out quickly, run downstairs and find Mr. Kent. You both know where the motorboat is. Take it and escape.
What?
Get ready now.
It's Alana. I have come to help you, but every moment is precious. Here is a saw to cut one of the iron bars so you can crawl through the window, and a length of rope enough to reach the ground.
Where's Mr. Kent?
Oh, I don't know. Hurry. If my brother comes, all will be lost.
I'll cut the bar.
But I gotta know where Mr. Kent is. I won't leave without him.
Oh, here, somewhere in the tunnel searching for you. I will find him and bring him to the beach. But first, you two must get to the motorboat.
I'll have this bar cut through in a second.
You sure you'll find Mr. Kent and bring him to the beach?
Oh, yes, yes.
There. That does it.
How are you gonna get the bar out?
I think I can pry the two ends loose from the concrete now. Let's see.
Oh, you got one.
The other one should be just as easy.
But quickly now, hang the rope out. You are fortunate the dawn is coming up so you can see.
We'll tie one end of the rope to the other iron bars and let the rest down slowly. Is it a long reach to the ground?
I think so.
Nothing happened to Mr. Kent, did it?
I told you he was in the tunnel.
But I don't like the idea of leaving him here. He wouldn't leave me.
Oh, it will not be for long. Does the rope reach?
Yes, with a foot to spare.
Good. Now listen closely to what I tell you. The motorboat is hidden in a cove beyond the rocks. Get to it as fast as you can. Take it to the other side of the island and anchor there until I am able to find your friend. You understand?
Yes, but what about the rocks? The moment the boat leaves its mooring in the cove, those magnets will begin to work.
Oh, no. The dynamo has been shut off. There will be no danger. Now hurry.
All right. I'll go down first, Jimmy. Don't you start until I reach the ground. The rope isn't very strong.
Okay.
And tight squeeze on these bars. Make it.
Be very quiet.
We'll be quiet. And thanks a lot. I never could have gotten out without your help.
Oh, you're wasting time.
All right, here I go.
Halfway down already. Doesn't look too hard. There, he's on the ground. I can start now.
Please, be careful. Hold tightly on the rope.
Don't worry, I won't fall.
Let me help you.
I can get through the window. There, I'm through. Are you sure Mr. Kent will meet us on the beach?
Yes, I am sure.
Okay, then. Goodbye, and thanks.
Goodbye, and God be with you. I did not want to lie to the boy, but there was no other way. At least two of them will be safe. And as for the other, well...
So, you, Elana.
Oh.
What have you done? Where are they?
They are gone, Boris.
You disobeyed my orders. I told you they were never to leave this island. I will make you suffer for this.
No more than I have suffered since first I entered this house.
Where have they gone? Where?
Beyond your reach, Boris.
Tell me where I crush every bone in your body.
Stop! You're hurting me.
Where have they gone?
I won't... To the motorboat. You will never catch them.
Oh. They are escaping in the motorboat, eh?
Your mad laughter does not fool me, Boris. I know what you are thinking, that the boat will go on the rocks. But it will not. The dynamo has been turned off.
No, Elana. I turned it on again. This.
Elana said the motorboat was in a cove, hidden under some overhanging trees.
Yes. That looks like a cove up ahead, beyond the rocks.
I can't understand what happened to Mr. Kent. I'd like him to wander off without saying anything.
Don't worry, Jimmy. Nothing's happened to him. Alana said she'd find him and bring him to the beach. Oh, running in the sand isn't easy. I'm winded.
Yeah. I was almost there. If that's the cove she meant.
Yes, I'm sure it is. See those overhanging trees?
Yes.
And look, I think I see the bow of a boat.
I don't see anything that looks like a... Oh, sure. Right in front of us.
Yeah.
Oh.
And here we are.
Oh,
now, let's get these branches out of the way.
All right. It's a motorboat, all right. Hey, looks like a fast one, too.
Yeah. Let's see if we can swing it out away from the branches.
All right, get it.
All right. Get it. There. That's fine. Now, hop aboard. We'll get the motor started first, then cast off.
Okay. Sandy, you know how to run this?
Well, I can figure it out. Let's see. This is the ignition key, and here's the starter. Keep your fingers crossed.
Right.
Probably needs choking.
Yes.
Right here.
Gosh.
There. Listen to her purr, like a kitten. All right, Jimmy, cast that line off.
Well, Mr. Edwards, do you think Alana was right about the dynamo being shut off?
You mean, you think she lied to us?
I was just wondering.
Why, what would be the sense of helping us to escape from that room in the tower and then lying to us about the dynamo?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Okay, cast her off. The sky is light now. We don't want Forrest to see us stealing his boat.
Go ahead. It's great.
We go.
Wow.
Now, Alana said to anchor offshore on the other side of the island and to wait until she found Kent, didn't she?
Yes, sir.
And I'll just nose her out of this cove and then swing her hard over. Water's plenty deep around the island. This boat doesn't need more than 2 feet.
We're out of the cove now, but it's going the wrong way, toward the left.
Oh, the wheel's over to starboard, to the right. She won't respond. Jimmy!
We're heading for the wreck.
She did lie to us, Jimmy. The magnets are working. Can you swim?
A little.
Here, take my hand.
All right.
Quickly now. Jump. Yes. That's tough.
There goes the boat.
Keep your head up, Jimmy. Keep your head up. All right. We're all right now. Not far from shore. Just take it easy.
Oh, some water.
That won't hurt you. Here. Put your hands on my shoulders and hold on. I'll throw you in. Okay?
Yes. I'm all right.
Now, don't let go. Water's deep here.
I can see the bottom.
That's because it's so clear. Oh. Wait a minute. My foot just touched.
Huh?
Jimmy, we're on a sandbar. We can rest for a while. Are you standing?
Yeah. It's just about up to my armpits.
Lucky we struck the bar. I was beginning to get winded. 2 months on Dead Man's Island has taken all the starch out of me. Are you all right?
I'm fine. We had a pretty narrow escape, didn't we? Hey, look at that motorboat. All smashed up in the rocks.
I could throttle that little llama woman with my bare hands for what she tried to do to us. Helping us to escape from the house and sending us to certain death was a rotten, murderous trick.
How did we get off the island? There wasn't any boat.
I don't know, but let's not worry about that now. We'd better swim the rest of the way to shore. The tide's coming in. We won't be able to stand on this bar much longer. All set?
Wait. What's down there in the water? That big gray thing.
Where, Jimmy?
Right down there. There were 3 of them.
Good heavens, what are they?
Oh, no. Look, they're moving. Coming closer to us.
Jimmy, I think I know what they are. I've heard about them from sailors. They're giant clams.
Giant clams?
Yes, and I've been told they're dangerous. We'd better get off this bar and in a hurry. Come on.
Look at the size of them. They're bigger than I am.
And they can move fast, Jimmy. Come on, quickly.
Okay.
Oh!
What's the matter?
My leg. Whoever's got me, Jimmy.
What do I do? I gotta get loose.
He's pulling me
to the water. Helpless with his leg caught between the powerful shells of a giant tropical clam, Carl Edwards fights a valiant but losing battle. But as Jimmy's frantic cries carry over the island, a powerful figure in blue costume and red cape emerges from the camouflaged opening to the tunnel beneath the huge stone house and plunges into the veritable forest of trees around it.
I've searched every foot of that winding tunnel. Neither Jimmy nor Edwards are there. They must be someplace in the house. If I have to rip every stone with my bare hand, what's that? Somebody's screaming for help. Great Scott, it's Jimmy. Out in the water. Up, and away! How on earth did he ever get out there? I'm coming, Jimmy! Down.
Superman.
Who left you out on this sandbar?
Look, down there on the water, a giant clam. It's grabbed Mr. Edwards' leg.
Stay where you are, Jimmy. Don't move. I'll get him. Good thing the water's clear. But I've got to work fast before Edwards drowns. If I can only get my hands between those shells, I can pry them open. Now. Got it. All right, now. Now to wrench the shells apart and free his foot. Great Scott, these things are powerful. Here it comes. Slowly. A little more. There. That does it. Now to rush Edwards up to the surface.
Oh, you got him.
Yes, but he's unconscious. Here, hang on to my arm. Now get your boat to shore. There we are. Now let's see what we can do. Leg is just bruised. He doesn't seem to have swallowed much water. Rub his wrist, Jimmy. Right. Hard. Hard. That's fine. Ah, he'll be all right in a few minutes. He's coming to already. Well, I'd better be going.
Can't you stay until Clark Kent comes? There's a crazy man and his sister living on the island. They're trying to kill us.
Kent should be here any minute, Jimmy. I saw him coming down the path to the beach.
But you haven't forgotten your promise to tell me who you really are, have you?
No, I haven't forgotten. Someday soon. Bye.
Goodbye, Superman. Mr. Edwards. Mr. Edwards. Wake up.
Oh. Oh, where am I?
You're on the beach. Superman saved you from the giant clam.
Oh, what do you mean?
He dove into the water and pulled the shells apart.
Jimmy.
Oh, here comes Mr. Kent.
Jimmy. Jimmy, where in heaven's name have you been? What's happened to Edwards?
Oh, Kent, it's been ghastly.
After you left us in that room down in the tunnel.
Never mind that now. How did you get down here on the beach?
I'm trying to tell you.
Boris overpowered us in the tunnel room, Kent.
What?
I was too weak to fight him off.
He forced us into a secret elevator and took us up to a room in the tower with bars on the window.
Oh. How did you get out?
Elena brought us a saw and a length of rope. She told us to go down to the beach, take the motorboat, and anchor offshore until you came.
She said the dynamo was shut off and that we wouldn't crash in the rocks. But the boat did. The dynamo wasn't shut off at all. We jumped into the water and into a sandbar. While we were standing there resting, a giant clam came and grabbed Mr. Edwards. You see his leg?
I don't know how I got free, Kent. Last thing I knew, I was being dragged underwater.
Oh, Superman saved him. He dove right in.
It doesn't matter how you escaped. You're here and safe, and that's what counts. Tell me more about that giant clam.
I saw three of them. They were as big as I am.
Jimmy's not exaggerating. They were tremendous. And you can imagine how powerful. If one of them held my leg so tightly, I couldn't pull it free.
I have a faint idea those giant clams are somehow connected with the mysterious secret of Dead Man's Island.
Mysterious secret?
Yes.
You mean there is a curse on the island?
Oh, no, not a curse, but something Boris is trying to hide. I haven't told you that I spoke to Elena. She came down to the cellar while I was looking over the dynamo. She was about to tell me why Boris is afraid to have anyone come near the island when I heard Jimmy yell and I ran down the tunnel.
I wouldn't believe a word she said. Not after the murderous trick he pulled on us.
That wasn't a trick. I turned the dynamo off myself and she knew it. Boris must have turned it on again. I believe her.
What did she tell you?
Trying to remember her last words before I ran down the tunnel. Oh, yes. In the waters around the island, there are...
There are what?
That's as far as she got. Then I heard you shouting for help, Jimmy.
And we still don't know the mysterious secret.
That must have something to do with a giant clam.
No, it couldn't be. Why would Boris put powerful electromagnets on that reef of rocks to wreck any ship that came near the island? Just because of some clams? It doesn't make sense.
Maybe it does. Maybe he uses the giant clams for something. And if anyone discovered their existence, it would spoil his little game.
What could he use them for?
I don't know, Jimmy. But we've got to find out. Unless I'm very far wrong, those giant clams hold the secret of Dead Man's Island.
It may sound far-fetched, but I'm convinced those giant clams lurking in the deep water around Dead Man's Island have something to do with its mystery. How big were the ones you saw, Jimmy?
Oh, gosh, they were bigger than me.
I think you're off on the wrong track, Kent. What could the giant clams have to do with all the queer things that have happened on this island?
Well, now let's look back and see if we can figure out some connection. This entire adventure started when Jimmy and I picked up a harmless little turtle swimming in the shallow water of Manao Harbor.
Yeah, but it wasn't so harmless. It had a message scratched on its top shell.
Right. A message that read, Dead Man's Island, help.
Yes, but we know all that, Kent. Why go over it?
Well, I just want to get the picture clear in our minds. I'll make it short. Jimmy and I got a boat and came over to the island. The boat was wrecked on the rocks, but we finally got to shore. Now, what did we find on the island?
Plenty.
Well, we found a huge stone house occupied by a brother and sister, Boris and Elena, who seemed to be crazy.
Yeah, crazy is right.
We also found that the reason our boat was wrecked was that powerful electromagnets were hidden in the rocks for the express purpose of wrecking any boat that came near the island.
Mm-hmm. And then we found Mr. Edwards chained to the wall in a room in a tunnel under the house.
You're a little mixed up, aren't you? You found me before you learned about the electromagnets in the rocks because I told you about them.
Well, that's unimportant. The important facts are these. Number one, although Boris may be out of his mind now, he was perfectly sane when he installed that big dynamo on the island and put the electromagnets in the rocks.
What makes you think he was sane?
Oh, no madman would have gone to that trouble. Obviously, he wanted to keep people off the island because he was hiding something here. Something of great value.
And you think it's the giant clam?
Mr. Kent, that does sound silly.
Well, it may not be so silly, Jimmy. Remember I told you about a conversation I had with Elena when she was about to tell me why Boris was trying to keep people off the island? Her last words were, in the waters around the island, there are... And she never finished the sentence.
And you think if she had finished it, she would have said, there are giant clams.
Exactly.
Well, then the only thing to do is find Elena and ask her. We can't get off the island anyway without a boat.
I'm not going back to that house.
I never let those clams get me to that maniac. You can do as you please. But I'll stay here until a boat picks me up or I die of starvation.
No boat can get near the island until we put that dynamo out of commission. At any rate, I think it's wise for you and Jimmy to remain here on the beach. I'll go back to the house through the tunnel. I know where the entrance is.
I'd rather go with you, Mr. Kent.
No, no, Jimmy, you're safer here.
What if Boris comes after us?
Yes, the boy's right, Kent. I couldn't protect him very well. Not in my condition, I knew now. You'd better take him with you. I don't mind staying here alone.
Well, all right. But I'd suggest that you wait for us at the edge of the woods instead of out here on the beach in full sight.
Can you walk, Mr. Edwards?
Oh, sure. Almost as good as new. Legs just bruised.
Here, I'll help you. Take it easy.
This place is as good as any.
In case anyone comes down to the beach, you can hide behind that bush there.
Yes, I'll just stretch out here.
Wait a minute now.
Yes. Oh, boy. Yes. I didn't realize how much that leg really hurts. It feels good to get off it.
We'll try not to be too long. Come on, Jimmy.
All right.
Don't take any chances, Kent.
We won't. Be back soon.
Mr. Kent, do you really think those giant clams have something to do with the secret of Dead Man's Island?
I'm sure of it, Jimmy.
Will Alana tell you?
If I can find her, she will. Only one thing that worries me.
What?
If Boris found out she helped you and Edwards escape from that tower room, he may have done something to her.
You mean killed her?
There's that possibility. Ah, here's the entrance to the tunnel. Oh. See how well hidden it is behind these bushes? If it wasn't for the brook running out, I might not have been able to find it.
Gee, it's dark in there.
Yes, I haven't any more matches either. We'll have to feel our way. Come on. Just take it easy, Jimmy. The tunnel winds in and out. Here, wait. Hold my hand.
Okay.
That's it.
See, where does it lead to?
The cellar of the house. Do you remember we found a secret door in the wall of the cellar? It fell apart when I touched one of the stones.
Oh, yeah.
A tunnel makes a turn here. Don't bump into the wall.
Huh?
Wait.
What's the matter?
I heard a peculiar sound up ahead. Listen.
I hear it, too. Like something scratching.
Yes. I'd give my right arm for a flashlight or even some matches. I'll tell you what, Jimmy.
Yeah?
You stay here while I go up ahead and investigate.
You want me to stay here? Alone?
It's perfectly safe. Just don't move.
Okay.
I'd be better off tackling whatever it is without Jimmy around. It seems to be coming from a recess in the wall. Right about here. Now, let's see. Great Scott! Jimmy?
Yeah?
Can you find your way up here?
I think so.
Come on.
Right. What did you find, Mr. Kent?
Here. Let me have your hand.
Right.
Feel that?
What is it?
Don't you know?
It's one of those giant clams.
Just an empty shell. Quite a few of them pile up in this recess. What we heard was the turtles crawling around inside the shells and feeding on the clam meat. That explains what the turtles are doing in this tunnel.
But what are the clam shells doing here?
Well, they couldn't have walked in. Someone brought them. All of which proves my point. The giant clams have something to do with the secret of this island. Come on, Jimmy. I have an idea we're pretty close to a solution of this mystery.
Hey, there's a light up ahead, Mr. Kent.
Yes, probably coming from the room where Edwards was chained to the wall.
But you know where that secret elevator is? The one Boris used to take us up to that room in the tower.
Let's not waste any time, Jimmy. We can't use it anyway. We've got to be quiet.
Huh?
I can hear the dynamo. We're not far from the cellar. This time I'll turn it off so it won't be turned on again.
Why don't we take the oil lamp from the tunnel room so we can see where we're going?
No, we're better off in the dark.
You're not afraid of anything, are you, Mr. Kent?
Well, I wouldn't exactly say that. I suppose I am afraid of some things. Be careful here. Huh? This is where the tunnel leads to the cellar. Hmm. Don't slip on the rocks. Okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Here we are. Now, the first thing to do is pull this switch. Well, I think if I rip these wires out, it'll do the trick.
What happened?
Short circuit at the dynamo. Smell that burnt rubber?
Yes. It'll
be a long time before that runs again. All right, come on. Up the steps now, but quietly.
Right. Mr. Kent, won't Boris get suspicious when he doesn't hear the dynamo running?
Yes, that's why we've got to move fast. Here's the door. Shh. Nobody in the kitchen. Come on, stick close to me.
You bet I will.
This hall leads into that big front room with a high ceiling. Good thing I remember the layout of this place. Nobody out here either. Boris and Ilana, if she's still alive, must be on the second floor. Stairway's over to our right. Don't make any noise.
Boris! Look over there, the thing.
Now quiet him for good.
Wait, someone's coming down the stairs.
Quick, Jimmy, duck down behind this sofa. It's Boris.
Look, he's got a gun.
Someone else is coming.
Boris, what has happened? It's Alana.
Someone strange in this room. Baldo was screaming. Open his cage.
I tell you, Boris, there is no one but ourselves in the house.
Open the cage. There is someone here. Baldo will find them.
All right, Boris.
It's against the house. He's flying right over.
You, behind the couch.
Put that gun up, Boris. You're flirting with death.
Oh, it is you.
Now I will be sure you will not leave the island.
No, Boris, no.
With my own eyes, I will see you die.
You're making a mistake, Boris.
First you and then the boy. One bullet for each.
Jimmy, stand behind
me. That will not help him. I will count three to give you a chance to say your prayer.
Boris!
Quiet, Elena. One. Two. Let go of me, you fool!
I can't stop him with him. Get shot. He killed her.
No, he got the bullet. Right through the heart. Boris is dead.
May he rest in peace.
You were very brave, Ilana. To risk your life for us.
Please, it must all be forgotten. It is behind us. Now, come with me. You have been wondering why my brother did not want people to come to the island. Well, I will show you. You see this steel cabinet in the wall?
Yes.
I will open it.
Great Scott. Full of huge pearls.
Look at them. They are what Boris was hiding. He got them from the big clams that live in the water around the island.
You see, Jimmy, my hunch was right. The clams did have something to do with the mystery of Dead Man's Island.
You're not going to leave the pearls here, are you?
Yes, Jimmy. I want no part of them. They have caused enough sadness, enough grief. Let them remain here forever.
Say, we forgot all about Edwards down there on the beach. He must be wondering what happened to us. Come on, Jimmy, let's tell him the secret.
You will take me with you?
Of course, once we figure out a way to get off the island.
Well, there is a sailboat. I think it will hold us all.
Good. First, we must give your brother a decent burial. I'll go down and get Edwards. Be back in a minute. You wait right here for me. Wave goodbye to Ilana and Edwards, Jimmy.
Huh?
You know, they're taking the next boat to Bermuda.
Oh,
we're off.
Yep.
It'll be a long time before we see Manawa Harbor again. But that cable that was waiting here for us from Editor White sounded urgent.
Well, what did it say?
Return at once. Big story breaking. Need you.
I wonder what the big story is.
Well, we'll find that out soon enough. Come on below and unpack our things.
What is the big story Editor White cabled about? Will it catch up with Jimmy and Kent before they reach the Daily Planet office? Don't forget to tune in next time and follow the adventures of Superman. And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky.
Look, it's a plane.
It's a plane. It's Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.